You're listening to another ambitious EntrepreneurNetwork.com podcast, the voice for entrepreneurs and small business. Now, onto the show.
Are you frustrated and confused about how to attract new clients? Nothing you have done is working, and you're tired of waiting for the phone to ring. Imagine learning the tips and tools that will help you get noticed and booked by your ideal client, and paid what you're worth for your amazing services. Now's the time to make your dream a reality, and the Ambitious Entrepreneur Show will teach you how. Now, over to your host, Anne-Marie Cross.
Hi everyone, this is Anne-Marie with another great show lined up with another guest expert to share her wisdom. And today we're talking all about the power of video, and I've got special guest Tony Nelson with us today. Now, with over 4 billion hours of video being watched each month on YouTube, 500 years of video being watched daily on Facebook, and 700 videos being shared on Twitter every minute, I need to ask you this question. Is your business leveraging video in your visibility strategies? Now, if not, with these figures, which I'm sure will only continue to increase, online video marketing is a must. And as I said, we've got Tony Nelson joining us today. And she's an online visibility strategist, an award-winning videographer and photographer. And today she's going to share 3 reasons why you need to start an online video marketing strategy, the types of videos that you can use, and how using videos can help you gain more customers. So if you haven't got a pen and paper, go and grab one quickly, because you're going to want to take down all of the notes and strategies that Tony's going to share with us today. So welcome to the show, Tony.
Thank you. It's nice to be here.
I had to reread some of those statistics. Again, 500 years of video being watched daily on Facebook. That is just incredible.
It just shows you that people want engagement. And one of the ways they get engagement is by watching videos. And Google knows that. Google sees that. They see how long videos are watched. There's something new that they're doing also with Google. It's not just having video now on your site that's important. It's how engaging it is. So they're tracking. Are they staying on the full minute, 2 minutes, 3 minutes? They're watching exactly where people stop that video. So you know if you've lost your customer's engagement, you know how to retweak that video to make it even better.
A number of people that I speak to every day, you know, businesses, when they think about creating videos as part of their online marketing strategy, it can be quite frightening for them because there's a lot of information. As you said, it's not just recording and producing it and getting it out there, but looking at engagement strategies and so forth as well. But to someone who's listening today who's thinking, yeah, I know lots of great statistics and everything, I don't really know if we can implement that in our business. Let's talk about some of the reasons why you really believe that online video marketing is so important.
For one thing, 60% of the internet traffic is video driven. What that means is if your site doesn't have video currently on it, then you're missing out on some of that traffic. And depending on what site you go to, it's estimated that between 2013, 2014, that's going to go up to 90%. So 90% of internet traffic will be video driven. So if your site doesn't start implementing video right now, you're going to be so far behind that you're going to find yourself catching up, and you're going to find yourself thinking, oh my goodness, I should have done it when I first heard about it. Mm-hmm. So that's one of the biggest reasons.
Yeah. What's another reason? And that's a huge reason. I mean, you know, to think that in 2013 to 14, if we're not part of the 90% of internet, you know, we're not tapping into that 90% of internet traffic, that can make a huge impact, negative impact on our visibility. What would be another reason, Tony?
Another reason is that when people find a video on your website, statistics show that they are 53% more likely to buy a product or service from you. And it stands to reason. They've now watched that product or service that you're offering them. They start feeling comfortable with it. And 53% more are going to purchase that. So that's huge right there. And, you know, people talk about building your list, you know, building engagement. That's where you're building engagement right there, is by having those videos that they can see them. And some of the larger companies, yes, you know, they're using it, like Zappos.com uses their videos for their shoes and different related products that they have. But this is also for any smaller company, whether you're selling a product, whether you're selling a service, it doesn't matter. That estimate is something that you really, really want to consider.
You know, just picking up on that, I think that's so important because, you know, when you're thinking about the value of marketing and connecting with your ideal client, often the cycle from them just getting to know about you through to investing in a product or service, you know, the time span between both those points can be considerably, you know, long. And in fact, you know, in a declining economy, sometimes it can be even longer. So I guess knowing that then 53% of people are more likely to buy, to invest in a product and services, I'd imagine then that that cycle from just hearing about you through to I'm parting with my dollar, is that also decreased as well because people get to know, like, and trust you far quicker?
That's exactly it, because the third point that I was going to bring out why video is so beneficial is because it makes you stand out from the competition. And no matter what business you're in, you're going to have competition. And if a person comes to your site, yes, they can see your picture on your about page. Yes, they can read your blog post. But if you're interacting with them in a completely different way, then you're going to stand out because in essence, you're shaking their hand when they come to your website. You're welcoming them to your website. And that's going to make you different than the competition because nobody can be you. Nobody can express themselves the way you do. Nobody can offer services the way you do. And so you're going to have that passion, that drive, and people can see that and see the difference between working with you and the difference between working with someone else. So it's a huge factor.
I so agree with that because, you know, when you are on video, people are seeing you, they're hearing you, you can bring your personality, your style, all of that to your video, which if you are writing a blurb or a pamphlet or a brochure, you just can't bring those emotions or that connection in the written word that you can if you are there recording something, a heartfelt recording, and someone's viewing that. So I think that that's so very true. What would you say then to people who think, okay, Tony, we recognize there's a lot of benefits for us having a video. What are some of the videos? How can we leverage that? And you were going to share some strategies about the types of videos to use.
Well, one of the best videos that you can have is an about video. Tell people why you started your business, what your drive is, what your passion is. Let them understand where you're coming from and how you can help them. It's not to be a sales, you know, a sales video about, you know, buy from me or work with me. It's basically, this is why I started the business. This is what I can offer you. And this is how I plan on helping you so that again, you're engaging them and you're helping them to see that you more or less want to reach out to them and that they need you and what you can bring to the table as opposed to someone else. Mm-hmm. So an about video is extremely important. Okay. The next type of video that you would want to have is testimonial videos, if at all possible. Now, it's sometimes hard because we do deal with people, many of us, throughout the world. And it's not like they're, you know, standing right next to us and we can take out a camera and we can do a video. But if at all possible, if you can have a video testimonial, that video testimonial is basically selling for you. You don't have to tell people what it's like to work with you because your past clients are doing that. They're patting you on the back. They're saying, this is what it was like when I worked with them. These are the things that they were able to do. And you can see when somebody is truly sincere in what they're saying. So if you can get testimonial videos, what I do want to mention is we talk about the quality of video, and that's crucial. You cannot just put up a video because everybody says to put up a video and not worry about your lighting, your scripting. All those things have to be in place. But a testimonial video does not have to be perfect, because if you're at an event and you meet someone who you've worked with or you're working with them right then and there, if you bring out your iPhone and you do a quick video testimonial, that's different. That type of testimonial video, that's okay. If that's not perfectly crisp, the lighting isn't exactly perfect, the audio isn't perfect, that people will understand. Mm-hmm. These other videos that we're talking about, don't let anybody fool you by saying oh, it doesn't matter the quality. People will understand. No, they won't, mm-hmm. because your videos have to be top-notch.
Tony, let's just talk about the testimonial videos, and I think that would be fantastic. I mean, if you've just spent time working with a client and they're very happy to share an overview, a testimonial of the work together and how they're going to move forward, I think that would be just priceless. Do you have any just a guideline on the length of that? Because I could imagine that a quick testimonial, I mean, what sort of length would you advise a quick testimonial to be?
A quick testimonial should be 30 to 60 seconds.
Okay.
You don't really want it much longer because people start losing interest. So you need to say what needs to be said in that 30 to 60 seconds and then move on to the next testimonial.
Yeah, wonderful. So you've talked about two different types of videos. You've talked about the about video. And so when people come to your website, you talk about the drive, the passion, why you started your business, which I think would just be so powerful. And as you've mentioned, a really great way to bring your uniqueness out to show people, you know, who you are and what it would be like to work with you. The second one is a testimonial video. So something between 30 to 60 seconds, and we don't really necessarily need to script it, to live it, you know, camera action, you know, that is not so important as the quality of videos if we're creating them. Are there any other types of videos you recommend we should be implementing in our business?
If you can do some type of how-to video, that is the number one thing that people search for on YouTube. YouTube, they search for how to start a business, how to market, anything that you can do that's a how-to video is going to get people engaged and they're going to start watching it. So that's the third most important type of video, is a how-to video, whether it's how to use your product, how to use your service, you know, anything that they can gain from that. That's one of the next best videos that you could possibly have.
You know, as you mentioned that, I'm sort of laughing internally because I was with a group of business owners, this is last year, and we just did some searches, you know, on YouTube for how-to videos. There were how-to videos on how to boil an egg, how to iron a shirt, and this was for men who obviously were living on their own or unfortunately had separated from their spouse and had to do a lot of these things on their own. It is incredible the amount of videos that are on YouTube that the how-to. In fact, just the other day, last year it was, my daughter got a guitar and we needed to tune it. And she said, how do I do this, Mum? I said, just go to YouTube, how to tune a guitar. And there you go. It was dozens of incredible videos on how to do that. So I can certainly see how that would be valuable as part of the business strategy.
Well, we even had at one point for our wedding clients, we even had a how-to pin a corsage, because I can't tell you the amount of people that the florist would come in and just drop off the flowers, and they'd say to, you know, my husband and I, can you help us with this? We don't know how to pin our corsage on. So in advance, what I started doing was I found a YouTube video, I put it up on my website, I started sending out a video newsletter so that preparing them for their wedding day so that they knew how to do all of these different things. So it is something as simple as that, you know, you really needed to, you know, people really need to learn how to do, and you can help them do that.
Yeah. I'm just going to stop there for a moment, because if you're listening to what Tony just said, she just mentioned such a valuable piece of information that you can leverage in your own business. So if I assume, Tony, you were helping people video their weddings, am I correct?
Yes. Yeah.
Yes. So what you did was you created a video on how to pin on the flowers. So that's not your expertise. You weren't there as a florist or anything like that, but you leveraged, you know, this information. You understood what your target market, which obviously people who were having a wedding, what they were struggling with, you tapped into that information and you created a how-to video. Because I think one of the things that often will be a problem for people or a challenge is, what can I do the topic on? So you've really looked at, okay, let's have a think about what are our ideal clients struggling with and how can we tap into that? Because by sharing that how-to information, which was going to be valuable, you are also building your reputation as the go-to people who can create an incredible video of your special day, which I think is just valuable.
Yes, it is. And that means you really just, you need to be, they talk about knowing what your target audience is looking for. that's exactly what you're doing. What is their pain point? What are the things that they need help with? And then create it and help them with that. And then in turn, that's going to come back to you being the expert. They're going to look to you and say, well, they really helped us.
Yeah, yeah. So that's one way, of course, of tapping into your ideal client and gaining more customers. Let's talk about some other strategies. Do you have some other tips and advice for us today about how else we can use videos to gain more clients?
You can actually gain more clients if you're an author and you do a video about your book. That's huge. That's absolutely huge. Last year, we worked with an author and he wanted to take his book to the next level. So we actually did video with, the book was about a little girl and about her father and the family and all the problems that they had with her health issues. So we went and we filmed with him, and then we were able from that to create two different videos. And that's what he used to market his book, was this video. So you can use videos to market your book. His was different in that it was actual video footage. But you can, as an author, take your photos from a book that you're creating. There are video clips that can be utilized, and then you can create a video movie trailer, and that's another way to put your book out there. So authors have a great way of using video to introduce their book to the public, and that's exactly what I did for the book that I'm launching. Is I did video and I did some photos and, you know, clips, and to basically show people this is what you can do to announce, you know, your product or service.
Yeah, I think that's incredible. And so we're thinking then of doing a video trailer such as this. I mean, previously we said for a video testimonial about 30 to seconds in length. Do you have a specific guideline as to how long or short we should try and keep, such as a video trailer in this case? Are there sort of recommended lengths in the length of the video?
A video trailer, something like that, could be 2 to 3 minutes. I would not do more than 3 minutes. Definitely not more than 3 minutes, because you're going to lose. You've got to, throughout it, you've got to make sure that there are changes in words and scripts and photos and make it, you know, engaging. And then once it's set to music as well, that's going to bring everything together. So people will sit there for 2 to 3 minutes. But after that point in time, you're going to start losing them after that.
Yeah, very important. So I love that idea. Create a trailer, put together some video clips. Maybe you've got some great photographs. You can incorporate that. And really, I would imagine, would be a fantastic way to build the visibility on, you know, prior to the book launch. Are there any other ways that we can use video to attract clients?
The interesting thing is I did a blog post not long ago, and it was about video. And I had a virtual assistant leave a message, you know, a post. And she said, oh, well, this is really interesting, but this doesn't pertain to me. And I thought, if you're a virtual assistant, you are the person that needs to have a video on your website, because more and more people are becoming virtual assistants. More and more people are looking for virtual assistants. So again, how do I know who I want to hire? Because I have this huge pool to draw from. But if you've got a video introducing you, what products and services you offer, you're going to be able to connect in a totally unique way than the next person. And I'm not talking about having a slideshow and calling it a video. I'm talking about you, the person, talking into the camera to your potential clients, so that you're communicating with them, you're connecting with them, and you're showing them that you're having this one-on-one, basically, conversation. Because this type of video is personality-driven, and that's what we're talking about.
Look, I think it's just valuable information that you've just shared today. I know a lot of people are obviously tapping into the power of video and as a way to build visibility, but also connection as well with their ideal client, because of the fact that people can hear you, they can see you, and they can really experience your personality because you are there speaking to them when they're listening to your video and viewing it, of course. And I know for a number of businesses who have yet to tap into the power of video, it can be quite scary. There are a lot of things to learn. You know, you talked about scripting, you talked about a lot of different things, lighting, the audiovisual equipment. And I think there's a lot of information that people need to be aware of before they set up their camera and press the record button. Because as you said, I mean, the quality is very important too. And you want to maintain professionalism in every single video that you release. So how can people get in contact with you? And I know that you've got a very special offer for people too, so a resource that people can get their hands on to support them in taking this next step. So do you want to just share that with our listeners today, Tony?
Sure. I've done a number of different speaking engagements where we talk about the power of video. And because of that, I did a condensed version so that people can understand why their company needs video. And so it is a presentation of video webinar to give them the proper foundation. Because once they understand why they need video, it's going to make them more motivated and we'll help them throughout the process with the initial video, and then we're going to continue putting out other different videos for lighting and things like that to help them along the way. So we call that the Power of Video webinar. And if they go to TonyNelsonMeansBusiness.com, there's going to be on the right-hand side a place to opt in for the replay of that webinar. And the webinar is probably about a half hour at maybe a little bit more, and they'll walk away at least understanding why they need video, ways they can implement it, and steps they can start taking immediately so that they can get on the road to an online visibility strategy.
And I think that's so very important. And thank you for sharing that great resource, because I know for people who are just learning about video and how they can incorporate that into their business strategy so that their marketing can really connect well on a deeper level with their ideal clients, video certainly is going to allow that. So thank you for sharing that valuable resource. Again, if you're listening today and webinars, you'd like to get a hold of the webinar because video is something that you really want to start leveraging, because as Tony has mentioned, there's statistics to prove that in 2013-14, 90% of internet traffic will be driven via video. You need to be one of those videos or a number of those videos there so people can find you. You don't want to be lost. I can't remember, one of my colleagues said, if you cannot be found on Google, you don't exist. And I think that's really true, isn't it, Tony, when we're thinking about videos? If you're not there being able to reach out to people through the medium of videos, then, and everybody else is doing it, especially your competitors, then you need to really look at implementing this within your business as well. So Tony's website, again, where you can get access to the webinar recordings as well as reach out to Tony if you'd like to find out more information, is Tony, T-O-N-I, NelsonMeansBusiness.com. And of course, if you're listening to the audio here, not video, but audio here from our show page, we'll have all of the links to get in contact with Tony there as well. So you can just click through. Tony, look, thank you so much for coming on the show today. I think that it's very important for us as we're thinking about our ongoing online marketing strategies that video be a very important part of that. And I think for the information you shared today is going to be valuable for us all being able to take that step if we're not already leveraging video in our business. So thank you once again for coming on the show.
I was very happy to do that.
Hi, this is Anne-Marie with today's inspirational tip, and as always, it's a tweetable, and it follows on perfectly from the topic that I spoke about with Tony today, all about video and how that can help you build your credibility and visibility. All right, here's the tip. What's the top issue your target market struggles with? Do they know you have a solution to help them? They should, via Anne-Marie Coach. As Tony mentioned, videos are a great way to really build your visibility and credibility as the go-to person with your ideal client. So imagine if you were to sit down and brainstorm the top three or the top five problems and obstacles and challenges that your ideal client, your target market struggles with, and then creating a series of how-to videos where you briefly share tips or strategies or something that they can implement straight away to support them in moving forward and solving that problem. What a great way to showcase your knowledge, to showcase your expertise, and to help your ideal client so that when they're ready to invest or when they're ready to really step forward and take it to the next level, who do you think they're going to reach out to? you, because you've taken the time to share your wisdom, you've been helpful, and you've shown them that you have a solution to their problem. So if you haven't yet already integrated videos as part of your visibility and credibility strategy, at least start by putting down some ideas on some how-to videos you could create. And of course, if you need support, you know who the go-to person is to help you get your videos planned and produced, Toni Nelson. So you've got all of her contact details from the show. So I hope that was helpful. Till next time, here's to your success and brilliance. This is Anne Marie.
You've been listening to The Ambitious Entrepreneur Show. Do you want to promote your business to tens of thousands of other ambitious entrepreneurs, both nationally and internationally? I invite you to reach out and learn more about our customized sponsorship packages by emailing beasponsor@ambitiousentrepreneurnetwork.com. That's beasponsor@ambitiousentrepreneurnetwork.com, and we'll send you out further details.